our plan was to recognize the significance of this and really address the loss of so many in Japan that were immediately and directly affected by this. So the details of the plan was to offer an online exhibit curated by the Maritime Museum, which would ideally focus on the sentimental values and the sentimental items that went missing. And there's been, for instance, the soccer ball that was found, and more recently the Harley Davidson. What we're planning is to, for anyone out there that comes across an item on the shores, the idea to take a picture of it, upload it, and I guess the ultimate goal for us would be if that item was able to be repatriated, as has been we've seen with this the soccer ball and the motorcycle, as well as to be a forum for discussion both with people here and in Japan. And Facebook was the medium that we chose for a number of different reasons, but not mainly is that it's just so internationally recognized, both its use, everyone knows about it. It could be described as sort of the world's largest lost and found in one aspect of it. So certainly we've had many people from Japan that are able to get on there and comment, and discussions are ongoing. So really that's where we are right now. We have a planning group here, and we've been in discussion with the various levels of government, both here and in the United States, on what exactly is going to happen. So we're really not getting involved in the physical, you know, what are you going to do with the flotsam. We're more as an online sort of exhibit and discussion.
And so what happens? Coastal residents, fishermen, mariners, they just send you a picture of this item, where they found it, and then they send it in to you folks?
Exactly. I mean, we're in the stages of process right now of developing a standalone website, Tsunami website, that would be an add-on to the Facebook site that we're currently using. So exactly that. If someone comes across something, they take a picture, upload it, and you know the discussion can then begin on it. And in the ultimate or the ideal situation would be that if it is of sentimental value, it could be, you know, discussion could begin, and perhaps the person that lost this in Japan would be able to spot it and carry on from there with the effort and the idea of repatriating that item.
Now, does your organization have any part in, I guess, what you would call the authentication of the items, determining their origin as being from the tsunami and differentiating them from other flotsam that may be out there in the ocean?
Right. So that's one of the definite challenges. And in our working group, we have several people that are sort of under that area, with the ability to certainly speak Japanese and attempt to determine, is this in fact an item that came across due to the tsunami, or is this off of a local fishing boat?
I believe there was one example posted on your page in regards to bottles that were washed ashore and then later determined to be from a Western Japan supermarket chain.
Right. Yes, certainly. So that, and there's many instances of that, not necessarily all on our website, but I've seen in the news. Without going into detail, but certainly there's, you know, bottles wash up, and there needs to be due process in ensuring that, yeah, that is actually from Japan and that didn't get thrown off of the beach, you know, a mile down the coast, and it's floated back up here.
Here in the States, there's been some concern about not really having a plan in place, and there's still some efforts to go out and survey the shoreline, and there's also concerns not having enough money, funding to be able to clean up all these items that come ashore. What's your perspective down there in Victoria in regards to what the provincial and federal governments may be doing as far as dealing with any debris that might come ashore?
Certainly. Well, here in Canada, there is a planning group, a federal and provincial planning group. I've been in discussion with some of the players there, and we have met with the Ministry of the Environment on that, with further meetings to come. So we sort of let the ministry, the government here, know that the Maritime Museum has this project, and they then kindly contacted us and responded that we should all get together So really it's a planning at this time, and they are certainly active on the what are we physically going to do with all the debris. For instance, some of the people on the planning team, and at this stage they'll direct photographs and the like to our website. And should we receive queries as to, well, how can our organization help with the physical cleanup, then we direct them to that planning group.
All right. Well, John Irwin, thanks a lot for talking to us this morning.
No problem. Thank you.